it.
What is it called?
Have you ever heard of Semlin?
Semlin?
Yeah.
I've heard of Semlin, but I thought that was some kind of a thing with a hard shaped like a apple or something, and a hard outer skin and white looking. Now, what is that called?
I'm not sure. What would you use that thing for?
It's just the hard thing, Mama. I think Mama had one for a nest egg one time. That's what I'm thinking about. Now, maybe you're thinking about something entirely different.
I've heard of it being used as a nest egg, but was this a sort of a plant, a dried plant? Or?
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, it was
similar to a gourd? Or?
Yes. By the way, Alan planted a bunch of gourd seeds last year, and we had gourds, and we gave all of them away. Last year. See, we just made a big garden last year. I still have a canned okra and dried okra and a whole bunch of stuff yet. I put up last year.
What about the white flat kind of squash?
And little ruffled around the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're just squash. Let me see what they call that. I don't know the name of it, but I have raised it. I like the yellow squash.
Uh-huh.
Has almost a straight neck. That's the kind I use. And
I like.
Let me see. Oh yes, pie plant. That's something that grows early in the spring. You plant it. You set it out, and it has. Oh, it has stems. They're a little bit red in the outer. You pull off the thin outer skin, and you boil it till it's tender, and you can make the best pies out of that. Did you ever eat any of that?
No, the only other person who's ever mentioned that, this man in Watertown, and he had heard about a German lady. Do you know? Where did you find out about that?
Well, I don't know. I've been eating it. I don't know where I found out about it, but we've had it for years, on top of years.
It grows about
about 2-3 feet tall.
I don't know where I found it.
They call it pie plant. It may have a different. It may be called rhubarb. Is that? Have you ever heard of that name?
I've heard the name, but I don't know what
it's called. I think that's the name, really. We call it pie plant because we make pies out of it. That's the only way we ever eat it.
Well, what part do you pull down?
Those stems that grow up. You cut them about an inch. You pull that little outer thin skin off, and you cut it in about an inch pieces so it'll cook quick. And you boil it until it's tender, and then you put the ingredients in it to make a pan pies out of that. Put sugar and butter and flavoring and make a little flour or cornstarch thickening, and makes delicious pies.
Do you just use the juice, or do you use the?
No, all of it.
The whole thing.
Mm-hmm. You don't have it too juicy. You don't pour enough water in it to have it really juicy. You have enough to it's good. If you never did eat one, you ever have a chance, you better try it. It's a little bit sour.
Yeah.
Similar to a sour apple pie that you might make. That's about the same. Oh, it's not exactly the same taste, but it's similar.
What kind of melons do you raise?
Well, I have cantaloupes growing out there in the garden right now, but at one time, my father had 10 acres of cantaloupes. And it was a project here in the county, and they shipped those cantaloupes. But we've always raised cantaloupes and watermelons until lately. I don't fool with watermelons. We just buy them.